This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
Hi, it's Dula Muskovic from Budapest, Hungary, reporting about the Occupy action took place on the stairs of the Ludwig Museum, Budapest, from 9 to 21st May 2013. The action, involving more than 30 people, artist curators and civil activists, became known as the Ludwig Stairs. The protesters entered the museum with signs saying Free Ludwig, Autonomy and Professional Dialogue, and occupied the foreground of the museum. Some of them spent the whole night there to keep the doors open 24 hours a day for almost 2 weeks. The protest was directed at the lack of transparency in the selection process of the Ludwig's new director, started after the contract of Barnabás Bencsik had expired at the end of February. I'm asking Dóra Hegyi, the project leader of Transit Hungary, who herself took part in the action, about its antecedents and about the group of civils formulated during the action, which is called Unite for Contemporary Art. Dóra, just to make it clear, at the beginning, could you tell more about this selection process? What we all know is that Barnabás Bencsik competed against Julia Fabényi, who was the director between 2000 and 2005 of Kunsthalle in Budapest and till now of a provincial museum in South Hungary. And although Barnabás Bencsik was endorsed by the Ludwig Foundation and many internationally well-known institutions such as the MoMA in New York, Julia Fabényi won the competition, who in the last 5 years was actually not so present in the contemporary art scene. We also know, even if the government tends to intentionally misunderstand it, that the object of the occupier's critique was not the person of the new director, Julia Fabényi, but the committee's members and its secretiveness.
Well, as you mentioned also in the beginning, the first problem was that the tender for the new directorship was announced very late. So actually, one day after the directorship of Barnabás Bencsik ran out, that automatically caused an interregnum period, because the new director could only be nominated after 3 months, which is very, which has very negative effect for such a big institution. And this procedure was actually criticized by the Ludwig Foundation, who is the taking care about the Ludwig Museum, as the founders, the Ludwig couple, who donated this very important international collection to the Hungarian state, created a foundation and this follow-up institution takes care about that the museum functions well. And the representatives of this foundation since November reminded the ministry that this tender should be announced, but it never happened, or it happened very late. Then why we were requiring transparency? The reason for that was that the decision-making process is the following. The Ministry of Human Resources decides about the applications, but there is an advisory committee made up of 10 people who read and discuss the applications and then make a proposal to the minister. And it was well known that this committee proposed Julia Fabényi. But it is also known that the committee had in majority ministry employees, and only one art critic and one member from the so-called Hungarian Art Academy, a newly founded ideological institution. So one can say that the decision was absolutely not based on professional arguments.
But it is also obvious that the nomination of Julia Fabegni, even if the whole action was not against the person of her, is questionable from a professional point of view, as you said. What about the application he sent in to the ministry compared to Barnabás Bencsik's 5-year-long work?
Well, this was also part of the intransparent process that as the art scene was keen to know about these applications, Barnabás Bencsik made his 60 pages long, really very seriously prepared future program public, and the other applicant, Mrs. Fabegni, did not. So it was also a very unpleasant process, and made also the whole art scene suspicious about why a professional application cannot be read before the decision was made.
But since it was published, do you think it is professional? Is this Fabegni's application?
Well, my problem is that it's very difficult to compare the two, because Barnabás Bencsik is 60 pages long, Julia Fabegni's is 10 pages long, which also shows a very different depth of work. And of course, it's a very different thing when you are a director of an institution and you have 5 years past and you are planning the future. But unfortunately, one could see that Mrs. Fabegni didn't really take this duty or task seriously, because there were almost no concrete plans, and also the application shows that she is not really aware about how the museum functions, how extremely important and contemporary way the collection was, so how the museum under Barnabás Bencsik and the curators work with the collection. They made annual thematic shows with the new acquisitions, and she wrote in her application that that she would need to work with this collection as if this work did not happen. So it almost seemed that she would have never visited this museum in the last 5 years. Also, her knowledge about museum pedagogical programs seemed very not well informed, though also the museum's art mediation program is countrywide. Of countrywide importance, and students and pupils are coming from the whole country, and they have very experimental programs in art education.
Ruben Fuchs from the Budapest-based research platform Translocal also took part in the protest and said, "It's not just about the Ludwig Museum, it's about the fact that amateurs and politicians are taking over the arts, about the way things are being done in Budapest, not just what is being done." And this was also emphasized by the protesters too, as they constantly referred to the selection process of the new director of the Kunsthalle in 2011 and to the assimilation of the Hungarian National Gallery in Budapest into the Museum of Fine Arts. Can we look at the Ludwig Stairs Occupy action as a reaction to the last straw?
Yes, in fact, the situation with the selection of the new director at the Ludwig Museum was fit very well into the role of other institutions, cultural institutions, theaters, and museums, as you mentioned. And it's quite obvious that these are all political decisions that the governing party decided, Fidesz decided to change all the important, not only political positions, but also cultural positions, and regard them as political positions, which is very, very sad, and this is what we really disagree with and what we try to protest against.
What about the so-called Hungarian Academy of Art?
Well, this is one of the biggest problems, and also shows that the current government has a big emphasis on culture, but unfortunately not in the sense as we understand contemporary culture, but just as the opposite, because they this Hungarian Academy, which you mentioned, was a civic association founded in 92, but by a famous architect, Imre Makovec, and his friends, and they are conservative intellectuals, and they regularly met and had exchange among each other. And this really civic private association got public institutional rights and so big power almost as a parallel Ministry of Culture, and also with that big financing. And what is the biggest problem with that is that that with this Hungarian Art Academy, the government really ideologically define the direction of culture, and this will be a big problem because it will split the art scene. There will be ideological wars. Who will accept the funding of this academy? Who will exhibit in the institution which the academy is supporting, etc.
However, these radical changes in the Hungarian art scene, as you mentioned it, actually revived the sense of civil responsibility in the younger and also in the older generation. For example, the annual meeting of the Hungarian Academy of Arts in December 2012 was intervened by a group of artists, curators, and other professionals from the contemporary art scene. They called themselves the Free Artists. Its members appeared on the Ludwig stairs as well. Is the group called Unite for Contemporary Art the same as the Free Artists, or is it a wider organization than only a group of fine artists?
Yes, the Free Artists were actually the first very active group in the contemporary art field. This means a handful, so 5 to 10 contemporary artists who, with very direct actions, took position, first of all, against the Hungarian Art Academy. And this action, which you mentioned on this annual meeting, they attacked, so to say, this annual meeting, and it was a very big scandal made of it. Security guards smashed them out, and it was really an aggressive reaction. And also later on, it was the Free Artists group who commented on the enormous power gaining of the Art Academy, because the next step was that the Hungarian Art Academy would also get the Kunsthalle, so own the building, not only running it, so to say, but also own it as a property. And also they took important actions, and their braveness and experience was very important also for this Ludwig action. So I would say that the Free Artists were one of the groups which were very active in initiating and realizing the Ludwig occupation.
But still, this Occupy was joined by the representatives of other civic groups, not only visual artists. And why was it more important here to involve these other groups into this Occupy action?
Well, it's maybe important to mention that in the last months, I mean, this new government who has 2/3 majority in the parliament since it came to power made very dangerous and democracy attacking decisions, and since then really civilians try to protest against this, and among these groups are the students, the HAHA group, the so-called network of students, for example, who were very much against the decision of the government of tuition fees, and also bounding the students after they have studies and not letting them abroad. So there was a quite strong student movement last fall and winter, and it was the experience of the students which also made other groups, among them also the contemporary art scene, so they showed important examples and also methods how to discuss with each other, how to try to formulate common goals. So it was very important, for example, how the students worked. And there were also other civic groups which we could follow. There was another bigger group which was already an interesting union of different civilian groups who occupied or tried to enter the Fidesz party house this February, which also was a big scandal and could and made the government very angry, and they reacted really aggressively and arrested the people and were not open for dialogue but tried to repress it heavily. I'm mentioning these groups because they were very important examples. As we know, the contemporary art scene is not so used to protest or to take action. We could follow very inspiring examples and methodologies.
And, for example, how did the occupiers manage to communicate with the crowd to recruit people from the streets or from the nearby? For example, the management of the Palace of Arts, in which the museum is, commended the switching off the wireless network, which made it more difficult, but there were other problems with the security as well and the authorities.
Well, as you mentioned in the beginning, the group who decided to make a civic disobedience action remained in the building and decided to keep it open for 24 hours and organize programs and wait for other activists and people to join. And interestingly enough, the power and the police decided not to make not to intervene. So they let the group survive, but made, as you mentioned, the life of the group difficult. So the internet access was a problem. But of course, we got help in the form of mobile internet. And it was also amazing how people were supporting us. So people came and brought a lot of food and drinks. And we got mattresses from Kreta Kör, an important contemporary performing arts institution, or we got loudspeakers from them. So there was a big solidarity.
And you also went to the National Theatre, which is next to the Ludwig Museum, to call the people's attention to come and protest. How did it go?
Well, we all the time try to inform people why we are there. As we were sitting on the stairs to the museum, so people were walking up to the exhibition, so they asked who we are, and so we explained them, and then also from the concert in the evenings, because the Palace of Arts also hosts the big concert hall, the public came around and we informed them. And then this was again a kind of self-initiated solidarity action, because in the nearby National Theatre, the last premiere of former director was just on, who also was banned of political reasons, and a more conservative person fitting to the nationalistic ideology of the government was nominated instead of Roberto Alfredi. So the idea was that we call over that the public of the premiere and inform them what we are doing. So it was an attempt to combine people who expectedly think the same, but probably the theater public is not aware of that very similar processes are going on in the neighboring building, and try to merge the sympathy and try to inform each other about the different cultural fields, different problems, which all show to the same direction.
I really enjoyed the way the museum in a certain sense adapted to the situation in its staircase. I myself took part in a reading circle related to one of the exhibitions, and we decided to do it next to the protesters instead of the museum's library, even though the temporary director prohibited to the museum workers to participate in the protest, and it meant that they actually couldn't sit down on the stairs. And how did the Occupy Action reflect on its space, the museum as a public institution where people come to see art? What did the visitors see instead, and how did the occupiers encourage them to join the protest? And this time I mean those people who just came to see the exhibitions.
Well, they were interested people who wanted to stay. They were people who came because we announced public programs. The one reason for that was that we needed people, so it was obvious that a handful of people cannot keep up the occupation themselves, so that we try to bring in people with cultural and political programs, and not political but kind of enlightening programs in these issues. And in my opinion, it was very interesting that we created an institution within the institution, so it became an independent platform which got its own life, and we organized programs like in the first days it was very important to involve the other activist groups. So for example, there is also a small civic activist group called The Constitution Is Not a Game, and they are also organizing protests recently concerning segregation in education. So they, for example, organized a regular meeting there and also made it public partly, but also at the same time they one of their members had a lecture about black civil rights movements, or Katalin Timar, who is one of the curators in the museum, organized a reading circle with important art theoretical texts which can be connected to this. So for example, Shanta moves on the political, discussing how important it is to leave the public sphere as a place for discussion and agonistic discussions. So not only agreement is the aim, but to be able to debate. And this was also the aim of the forums, the direct democratic forums, which we organized every evening, where we partly discussed how we continue. So it was a kind of operative meeting, but on the other hand, also participants of the art scene, really artists, curators, but art dealers and collectors as well, discussed very important questions regarding the contemporary art scene and the necessity to talk to each other to be able to create a public or a professional debate.
And just to mention some more examples about these events. For example, the Ludwigsters hosted one of the meetings of the International Association of Art Critics Hungarian Fraction, or the Transit Free School program took place there as well. So the invited curator, Kate Fall, gave her lecture on the stairs too. And as you mentioned, the most important function of this Ludwigsters was the forum, to which you even invited the Secretary of State for Culture. However, he did not show up. How did the group work and the discussions help the occupiers in achieving their main goal, namely to get in touch with the government? How did they try to communicate with the ministry, and what was the response?
Well, first of all, the first aim was that through this action get such big publicity, which comes to the media and through that pulls the attention of the ministry to the issue, also if they don't want. At the same time, we published press releases and addressed our letters and our requests to the Ministry of Human Resources, because this is the name of this mega ministry also, including culture, health, education and social affairs. And interestingly enough, I mean, we got answers. The answers were mainly that we are disinformed, and also that this is again oppositional history creation or history.
This is similar to what happened in the winter during the student demonstrations. They said then that the students are disinformed.
Yeah,
it's a strategy.
The problem is also that they don't want to have real discussion, and they in their first letter they invited us to the ministry and said that they want to inform us about our misinformation. But so they didn't say they want to have a dialogue with us, but they want to enlighten us about our that we are not well informed. So we did not accept this invitation, but continued to wait for the minister at the stairs.
What kind of actions did you organize in which you sent your messages to the Ministry of Human Resources?
Well, I think that the interesting thing was with this combination of activist and artistic groups, that we could combine activist methodologies with artistic methodologies. So one of the most successful actions were the reply to this invitation of the ministry, because some members of the group went to the building and placed a human size, so very big size arrow, to the window of the ministry. And funnily enough, a person from the ministry came and took the letter, as in good old times. So the activist knocked on the door and said, "Hey guys, do you have a letter outside or a message outside?" And so a person came out and took the arrow and made himself at the same time ridiculous, or created this controversial situation that they are taking this oversized message. and arrow, of course, hit it or found its place precisely.
What do you think, for how long can these artists, activists, keep on doing these ironic actions, and what's going to be the ministry's answer after like 1 year?
Well, this is always a question, how long we can keep on, because there are critical voices saying that for now, after half a year, the students are also tired out and they couldn't keep on. But I think we shouldn't give up the hope that it works, that small groups, more and more small groups, find their way how to express their problems with the current political situation. And I think what is very important, that all these forces need to unite at a certain moment, and there are important attempts for that. For the moment, you can see that different civic groups with big efforts, little human resources, so very few people, organize big things. So demonstrations of 500 to 5,000 people. But sometimes it's not even the number of people which counts, but the attention or the way of communication, the message, which if it's precise sharp, then it will reach its aim.
Exactly, and we could say that the occupiers lost this game, because the new director of the Ludwig Museum is Julia Fabiani now, who fired the ex-director Barnabas Benczik and the financial director as well, and more than the half of the museum curators are planning to leave the institution. The Ludwig Museum, the most important contemporary art institution in Hungary, is now like up in the air without plans for future exhibitions. Yet, as you did, some people say that these protesters cannot lose. In the long run, they won this game. And what is the future of this kind of civil organizations? Or more precisely, are they the future?
Well, they are only the future if they are able to keep up. And I think our case shows it very well, and also the international Occupy movement shows that that the good word is easy to spread, and there are many people who are unsatisfied and just look for platforms or methodologies to express their opinion. So we, for example, we transit try to support this in the field of contemporary arts. We are now through 1 year organizing so-called action days, where we try to keep a call together the people from the art scene and support all ideas and initiatives which have proposals for change, and try to teach each other with this direct democratic forum format how to listen to each other, how to formulate your opinion briefly but precisely. And we hope that with this kind of self-education, we also can support the trust in ourselves, that we are really responsible civilians and we are able to formulate the problems, we are able to formulate the goals. And so step by step, we can reach our aims as well. And not to forget, we shouldn't lose this very important new alliances, the other civic movements. So we as cultural people should be open to other, first of all, to other cultural fields, for theater, literature, film, and try to see the similarities of our problems. But also we need to see other problems or other sides of society. So there are heavy social problems, and this society needs to develop its solidarity. So we need to gain more sensitivity towards our fellow citizens. And I think by both professionalism and solidarity on these two paths, we will be able to make change.
And the whole idea of occupying the Ludwig Museum came up on one of these action days organized by Transit. How does Transit plan to help these civil organizations in the future?
Well, as I mentioned, so
you keep on doing the action days,
yes,
for example.
And it's also important that the action days always have guests, so we invite people from the students' organizations, from other cultural organizations, and we try to learn from them. We inform them about our issues and problems, and we believe in that this exchange will bring results.
I just asked it because as an independent contemporary art association, Transit has an important role to comment on the current political environment, and moreover, it remains the only base for people who are interested in contemporary art if all the institutions are changing this way.
Well, we have this special situation that we are not funded by public money, so this gives us this independent position, so to say. Because of course public institutions are in a trap when the political course decides that culture should be politicized, and it's very difficult if they are not interested in criticism and dialogue, but they want to govern every field in one direction, in following the ideology of national culture, which is not really exchange with the world, and they seem not to want to see that we live in a globalized world and that we are all influenced by different cultures and lifestyles and whatever. So this is sad, which we have to fight against.
But what is not sad that this whole initiation is still operating, and let's wish the best for the future. Thank you.